Gospel of Luke, chapter number 19, and I'll take but one verse of scripture for our text, and it will be verse number 4. And I would invite you to stand with me as I read the Word of God. Gospel of Luke, chapter number 19, and verse number 4. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. I want you to underline, if not in your Bibles, then certainly in your minds, those handful of words, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Do you see it? There it is. And climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. And for a few moments, I want to speak to you on the subject this morning, so I can see you're up a tree. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this privilege to stand behind a sacred desk to preach the Word of God. If in my heart I want to be a blessing, but the only way that I can be is if you hide me behind the cross and fill me with the Spirit. Place a hedge around this great church by the blood of Christ to keep the devil and his demons from hindering this service. Save the sinner and stir the saint. Heavenly Father, for all that you'll do in our midst and even in our hearts this morning, we will be careful to give you all the praise and honor and glory. Bless and protect my precious family as I'm away. Give us fresh, warm bread from the oven of heaven to feed from this morning. Lord, I'd request, oh, how I would request that you'd clothe me in my calling. For we ask these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. All around the world, 100% of humanity is in soul trouble. And sad to say, 99.9% of humanity doesn't sense or see their terrible state. This conundrum only becomes more catastrophic when a man, woman, boy, or girl attempts to get to the Savior without going to him according to the Scriptures. Mankind sadly spends his life trying to pull himself up by their own bootstraps, turn over a new leaf, and making the cut. Well, the whole time they're getting further from the effectual cross and closer to the chasm of a Christless eternity. So, I can see you're up a tree. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, we find the conversion of Zacchaeus. This chapter could be easily or effortlessly outlined like this: the day of salvation, verses 1 through 10. The day of evaluation, verses 11 through 27. And then the day of visitation, verses 23 through 43. It is well the physician Luke is dealing under the direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit with the day of salvation, that a person sees a sinner named Zacchaeus, where every sinner has been since the womb of time all the way to the tomb of time, and that is up a tree. Verse 4, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. The man who was up a tree which, Dr. Bloom, is also an idiom for a troublesome or challenging situation, was the crooked tax collector, head of the tax office at Jericho, and perhaps over a whole district. He is only mentioned one time in the four Gospels, and it's in this narrative that's before us. The sister verse of Luke 19:4 is Isaiah 55:6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. One Bible student now in heaven, for many years, once wrote about our text. It is possible that the Lord heard the name Zacchaeus from the people in the street. It is also possible, he continued to write, that his attention was directed to the tree by the crowds who had watched the tax gatherers climb into the foliage. The sycamore tree is known for its branches, which spread out horizontally, starting close to the base of the trunk. And then this Bible student, now in heaven, ties up his thought by simply writing, it was not a difficult tree for any man to climb, but the fact that the hated tax official had done so surely attracted attention. Never forget, while all of mankind is up a tree, waiting for all those who will come down that tree is miraculous forgiveness flowing from Christ's tree, which is Calvary. If you miss everything that I preached this morning, I pray that you would not miss that. And it even bears repeating, while all mankind is up a tree, waiting for all those who will come down that tree, is miraculous forgiveness flowing from Christ's tree, which is Calvary. Friend, you and I, both the unsaved and the saved, need to know where we're found when it comes to what I call, Dr. Bloom, tree theology. Quickly this morning, there are three places all humanity is seen somewhere in that sycamore tree. And it's all found here in Luke chapter 19. Let's quickly notice it this morning so I can see you're up a tree. Number one, the tree climbers. Verse 4, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. A place all humanity is seen somewhere on that sycamore tree is the tree climbers. In verse 4, the physician Luke tells us that Mr. Zacchaeus wanted to see so badly firsthand deity robed in the garments of flesh and blood that he hurriedly makes his way up a tree trunk. This is a type of false salvation. From the primitive jungle hut all the way to the palatial high-rise apartment on Madison Avenue, lost mankind has tried to get to God by their own efforts, enterprises, and expenses. A person must couple verse 3 with verses 4 and 7, because he was little of stature, and that he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. No one ever has or ever will measure up to God's holy standard in being able to save themselves. The hymn writer hit the center of the bullseye when he sang, could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no languor know? Those for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Knock the bark off, doing charitable deeds, lighting candles, praying rosary beads, putting money in offering plates, joining civic clubs, mooses, gooses, eagles, or the beagles, or returning lost cats to their next door neighbor as a means of getting you one inch closer to God's salvation or heaven. And you, sir, you, ma'am, are still desperately lost. All humanity is found somewhere on this sycamore tree, and this morning humanity is there in the business of being tree climbers. You say, but he was sincere. He's sincerely wrong. Because no one gets to God by their own efforts. No one gets to God by their own energies. And all of humanity is seen somewhere on that sycamore tree. And where we find humanity this morning, just like Zacchaeus, in this part of the Bible, there are tree climbers. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Mark it down, nothing will grease the skids of the sled. The sinner is shooting straight to hell on like their own unscriptural ways of salvation. While walking down a street one day, a man saw a custodian on the pavement who was washing a large plate glass window. There was one soiled spot which defied all efforts by the carpenter to remove it. After rubbing hard and using much soap and water and failing to remove it, he found out the trouble. It is on the inside. He called out to someone in the store. Many, even sitting in this service at this second, and watching by way of internet, many are striving to cleanse the soul from its stains. They wash it with the tears of sorrow. They scrub it with the soap of good resolves. They rub it with the chamois of morality. But still, oh my, the consciousness of it is not removed. The trouble is, it's on the inside. Nothing but the blood of Jesus applied by the mighty power of the Holy Ghost can cleanse the inside. And where do we find humanity this morning? We find humanity just like Zacchaeus, in that they're tree climbers. Number two, let me hasten. Still in Luke chapter number 19, number two, tree sitters. Verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. A place all humanity is seen somewhere on the sycamore tree is tree sitters. In verse 5, the physician Luke tells us that Mr. Zacchaeus is perched on a limb in such an inquisitive way that he would make any bird of wing jealous. This is a type, don't miss it, of faulty security. One Bible student said of this scene in the scripture, Zacchaeus was upon one of the many branches of the sycamore tree, and you, my unsafe friend, are upon one of the many branches of the great, mighty, spreading, world-embracing tree of human corruption, and I call upon you in the name of my master, come down. Friend, you and I need to know that when it comes to tree theology, we may be tree sitters. Now, there are several things that this morning people put faulty security in. It may shock you, stun you, and even surprise you, but first of all, their reason. Isaiah 55:9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see a thing that people today have faulty security in is their reason. Well, the whole time you are trying to come up with a reason for your plight, God has already provided a remedy for your problem. See, people have false security. People have faulty security in their reason. I like what my mentor, Dr. Tom Malone Sr., said in my hearing once. God bless his sainted memory. He said, people don't go to heaven head first. People go to heaven heart first. Their reason. Secondly, their riches. Malachi 1:6, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but you're not filled with drink. He clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Oh, a thing that people today have faulty security in is their riches. You could line your casket with $100 bills and stuff the pillow for your head with $10,000 bills, but you still wouldn't be able to buy a half a day vacation from hell. Their riches. Thirdly, their religion. Matthew 7:22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Oh, a thing that people today have faulty security in is their religion. Hanging on the cross, hear me and hear me well this morning, hanging on the cross was not a single or certain denomination's church pew. No one goes to heaven because of religion. People go to heaven because of a relationship with the lovely Lord Jesus Christ. And all that every single person that was in this service, listening by way of radio and watching by way of internet, would realize that the things that people have faulty security in this very hour is their reason, their riches, and their religion. From off the pages of military history comes the sobering story. On December 7, 1941, the Imperial Japanese Navy Air Service launched a surprise attack upon the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu, Hawaii. An attack on Hawaii, the highest, Dr. Bloom, of military experts said, was the most unlikely thing in the world, with one chance in a million of being even remotely successful. Besides having more powerful defense than any port under the American flag, it was protected, they thought, by distance. But 2,403 of some of our bravest men and women died in that attack. Breaking news, you trusting the limb that you're on is far more tragic and terrible than the unknowingly and unsound safety that military experts thought we had. Tree sitters. And then number three, and last of all, not only number one, tree climbers. I mean, all of humanity is here. All of humanity is somewhere on that sycamore tree. I call it tree theology. We've got tree climbers and we've got tree sitters. But number three and last of all, and man, I've been looking forward to this third point since the Lord laid the message on my heart early this morning. Number three and last of all, tree descenders. Verse 6, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. A place all humanity is seen somewhere on the sycamore tree is the tree descenders. In verse 6, the physician Luke tells us that somewhere between the top branch and the bottom of the trunk, Mr. Zacchaeus is powerfully saved and becomes Brother Zacchaeus. This is a type of factual salvation. The great evangelist D.L. Moody once wrote in the margin of his Bible next to this verse, Jesus and Zacchaeus met at the foot of the tree and they've never parted since. Don't miss this. It was on a sycamore tree that a man's life was transformed. And it will be at salvation's tree now that a man, woman's, boy, and girl's life will be transformed. But both have to heed Christ's call to come down. The songwriter provided the soundtrack for this scene when he passionately penned, "Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where from cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name." This narrative then, Dr. Bloom closes with one of the most powerful and pointed statements concerning the mission and mandate of the lovely Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Friend, you and I need to know that when it comes to tree theology, we may be tree descenders. The Bible says in James 4:6, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble."
Amen.
Well, this may be the only place in the scriptures where a sinner looked down and the Savior looked up. That sinner still had to come down, humility, and humbly be saved. And so do you.
That's right.
Tree descenders. And all of humanity is found somewhere on that sycamore tree, and every person that is in this service is found, whether on the main floor or in the balcony, is found somewhere on this sycamore tree. We're either tree climbers or we're tree sitters, or would to God we just come down in our humility and become tree descenders. I'm closing with this. When Thur Walson, the famed Dutch sculptor, had finished molding the plastic clay for a statue, he went home, leaving the clay to dry and harden. But during the night, a dense mist rolled in from the sea. When the sculptor returned to his studio the following morning, he thought that the embryonic masterpiece had been ruined. The majestic head, Dr. Bloom, of Christus or Christ, which had been gazing heavenward, now faced downward. The hands of the clay figure, which had been held aloft as though to bless, were now stretched forward in an inviting way. Gazing upon the altered statue, Thur Walson suddenly realized that this was the way the figure ought to be. "If you want to see the face of Christ, the sculptor exclaimed, "you must get down on your knees." Sidebar. Pride and personal salvation in God's eyes mix as well as water and oil. And if you know anything about water and oil, you know water and oil do not mix. Tree descenders. Would you look at our text, Luke 19 and 4. "And climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him." You're somewhere in this scene. You're somewhere on this sycamore tree. You're somewhere in this scripture. And this morning, if you are a tree climber, this morning, if you are a tree sitter, oh, this morning you just become a tree descender and receive Christ exactly how Brother Zacchaeus did. so I can see. You're somewhere up a tree. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Heavenly Father, thank you for the kind attention of these dear people. And Lord, I pray that not one in any way would grieve, resist, or quench the Holy Ghost. May this be a time of great and glorious victory. In Jesus' name.